This is a breaking news audio from DolphinsTalk.com. I am Michael Leva. It is Friday night, January the 11th, and we got some news to talk about here because within the past hour or so, it has been reported from multiple places that the Miami Dolphins are prepared and set to hire Brian Flores from the New England Patriots, their linebackers coach and really de facto defensive coordinator, to be the next head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Now, that can't officially happen until the Patriots season is over. When will that be? Who knows? It could be this weekend should they lose to the Chargers, but it also could be in early February should the Patriots make another Super Bowl run. Again, this is not 100% official, but it's being reported in multiple places. Friday evening, Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network first had a report that this is what the Miami Dolphins are sort of, that's the plan right now. They're planning to target and hire Brian Flores to make him the next head coach. But really, the credit on this report, you sort of have to give a tip of the cap to Adam Beasley of the Miami Herald, who earlier this week wrote a story for the paper saying that from sources he was speaking to, that Brian Flores was the clubhouse leader for this job and had a slight lead. And, you know, all week on the podcast, we've been talking, will it be Chris Richard? Will it be Brian Flores? As they seemed, it was pretty much a two-horse race. Rizzi, he met with the team today, and, you know, he really was a long shot to make to get the head coaching job. And they also, in a surprise move, met with Dowell Loggins, the offensive coordinator this past year, even though he didn't call the plays. They met with him today and gave him a head coaching interview. In my opinion, the meetings with Rizzi and Loggins, they were never serious candidates, and those were glorified exit interviews because neither guy will be back with the Dolphins next year. I may be shocked if either one will be back with the Dolphins next year. And I think those are just sort of pretty much glorified exit interviews to sort of pick their brain and see and get their thoughts in a candid manner to see what went wrong here this past year with Adam Gase and some stuff like that. I mean, is there a shot that they met with those guys with a plan to keep Rizzi on as special teams coach and maybe even have Loggins be the offensive coordinator here where he has the power to call plays? I guess it's possible, but I think that's highly unlikely only because when you interview for a head coaching job, the odds that you then take a lesser role with that same organization are just very slim. It's awkward, awkward, awkward. I mean, could you imagine Rizzi having to report to the guy who beat him out for the head coaching job he wanted? I don't see that working. It's just an awkward dynamic, and you can't sort of force that marriage. So I think Rizzi, he has seen his last days in Miami as well as Dowell Loggins. But, you know, again, nothing's official here. This is all, you know, I don't want to say speculation because it's a little stronger than that, but from, you know, credible reporters with credible reports with track records, this is the plan. And as I said all week, you know, the fact that Chris Greer met with Brian Flores first and his interview went the longest. It started one night with a meal and then it carried over to the next day, while every other interview they have sort of taken the Dolphins have only been 2 to 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours. But the one with Flores, you know, covered 2 days and was much longer. And as I said, in these searches, the person you meet with first is usually the person you want. That's the one you're targeting. That's the top person. So again, I am not shocked. I know many fans out there right now are a little surprised and even a little disappointed that it's not Chris Richard. And we'll talk about that here in a second. But this doesn't surprise me in the least because I've been saying all week, Chris Richard and Brian Flores are essentially the same. They're both virtual unknowns who, as a head coaching candidate, you know, they're pretty much one and the same. Yes, you can put their resume side by side. You know, there's not that much of a difference, folks. There really isn't. Yes, Chris Richard was a defensive coordinator for 3 years, and then he was fired by Seattle. Flores really only a coordinator this year, not in title, but he is calling the plays. And I know some fans are out there going, well, he might be calling the plays, but that's really Bill Belichick's defense. And maybe you're right. Who knows? But honestly, between Flores and Richard, you know, it's hard pressed to see much of a difference here. So to be upset that one was hired over the other, I think is a little bit silly. It's also being reported by Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated that Flores and Chris Greer, they established a relationship over the years, and the two spent a lot of time together at this last year's owners meeting in Orlando. So this is sort of a relationship that's blossomed over time. They met a few years ago, and, you know, they've sort of kept in contact and become, you know, friends. If I say the word friends, I know many of you are going, well, that's him hiring his friends. It's not hiring his friends. He's created a relationship here with Flores. He clearly respects him. And, you know, over time, that they have grown, you know, fond of each other. And now with Chris Greer in a position of power to hire, you know, his guy to be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, he's turning towards someone he knows, someone he respects, and someone he thinks very highly of. It's also being reported in many places that Flores, you know, had a very strong interview with the Dolphins, and he impressed everybody. That's not saying Rashard did not, because from all the reports, Rashard was very impressive as well, but Flores really blew everyone away. And the thing here, you have to remember, Brian Flores interviewed for head coaching jobs last year. So even as a linebackers coach last year, who was not calling the plays for the Patriots, there were multiple other teams who met with Flores last year. So for Flores, this was not his first rodeo. He went through the interview process a year ago this time and met with some teams. So, you know, this was his second, you know, crack at it. And, you know, it looks like, from all reports, he has landed this job. There's a few other things here. Adam Beasley, he's reporting on this Friday night as well. And once again, because this is not official yet, things happen. And think last year with Josh McDaniels, another Patriots assistant coach, who said he was going to be the next head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. But as the Patriots kept winning in the playoffs and he was, you know, unable to officially accept the job, he changed his mind last minute. And he pissed off the Indianapolis Colts and pretty much screwed them over. Because they said they thought they had their head coach and they were preparing for that. And, you know, last minute, because they were unable to sign him because his team was still in the playoffs, he backed out. So, you know, do I think lightning will strike twice here with another Patriots assistant backing out should the Patriots keep advancing in the playoffs? No. And a big reason is Josh McDaniels is a low character individual. You know, anyone who's covered him, anyone who's reported on him, he might be a smart football guy. When it comes to morals and class, he's lacking in that area. Where Flores, from everything you read, well-respected, man of his word, you know, just a good guy, it sounds like, all around. Now, I know, you know, as a fan right now, you really don't care if he's a good guy. You just want to win games. But, you know, from a character standpoint, I would be stunned. I would be absolutely stunned if he were to bail on the Dolphins here. You know, now look, if they're going back and forth over things like money, or if they're going back and forth over things like control over the 53-man roster and stuff like that, should he eventually say, I'm out? You know, that's one thing. But, you know, it sounds like from all the reports, this is his job, and I'd be stunned. I'd be absolutely stunned if he turned it down. It is interesting that an assistant coach under Bill Belichick is taking a job inside the AFC East to go head-to-head with him. The last time this happened was Eric Mangini, and, you know, it was ugly. It was really ugly. Mangini and Bill Belichick, you know, that soured that relationship within seconds. I mean, they were just at each other's throats and did not get along, to say the least. So it'll be interesting here with Flores. Has Belichick, you know, softened over the years, which he clearly has? Is he more open now to having someone like Flores, you know, take a job inside the AFC East? You know, you got Bill Belichick is at the end of the road as well. I mean, he's only going to coach here probably a few more years at most, and he does own property in South Florida. Could you see him, you know, should Flores have this job for a while? I would not be shocked that once Bill Belichick hangs it up, not an advisor, not a consultant, not even anything with a formal title, you know, would probably be checking in on someone like Brian Flores here over the next few years if Bill Belichick did hang it up here soon. Just, you know, once again, nothing formal in title. He's not going to join the Dolphins. But would I be shocked here? No. Because it is a little surprising that a Patriots assistant coach is jumping for a job inside the AFC East. We've seen many times where his assistant coaches won't even accept interviews from teams like the Jets or the Bills or the Dolphins. They won't even sit down with them. The fact we have an assistant here, you know, taking a job to go head-to-head with him, a little surprising, and we'll see if this turns ugly like it did with Mangini or if not. And I don't know if it will. I actually don't think it will, because just because, you know, Mangini was cut from a totally... He was like an odd bird. Let's just say that. He was an odd bird, and you can see where he would sort of clash with Bill Belichick here. And with Flores, it seems like, you know, once again, very likable, smart guy, and I could see them, you know, that not being much of an issue. Now, of course, when they play next year, people want to beat his brains in twice, and he's not going to care that Flores is a first-year head coach. But, you know, I don't know if it'll be as ugly as it was with Mangini. Adam Beasley is reporting, should this not work out here with Flores, that the Miami Dolphins will probably turn their attention to Dennis Allen, the Saints defensive coordinator. So, look, for all the Chris Richard people out there, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. I mean, once again, who knows? Nothing's official yet. It just seems like it's just not going to happen, and he's not even the second choice. Now, when it comes to the staff that Flores will put together, again, he'll probably have his hands deep on the defensive side of the ball, and who he hires as a coordinator on that side of the ball, who knows? Again, we'll know if he's able to sneak away a couple Patriots assistants, then we know that he left on pretty good terms there with Bill Belichick. If he's not able to get one of them, then we know, you know, he probably left on bad terms, and the old man up there in New England ain't happy that he's leaving for a job inside the AFC East. So we'll see if he's able to sneak away a couple assistant coaches here from the Patriots or not. When it comes to offensive coordinator, look, if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably seen, read, or heard the rumors that Jim Caldwell would be a candidate to be his offensive coordinator, only because a year ago this time when Flores met with the Arizona Cardinals for their head coaching job, it was rumored that should he land that job, he was going to bring Jim Caldwell on as his offensive coordinator. You think Jim Caldwell was pretty much out of the league this past year. Should Flores now, if this is all 100% true and accurate, which we all think it is, you know, odds are it would probably be Jim Caldwell. We'll see. Jim Caldwell is currently under contract to the XFL as a consultant. Again, means nothing. He could just leave tomorrow. The XFL is not going to play a game for over a year, and who cares? It's only the XFL. But Caldwell is the rumored guy to be the offensive coordinator. But we don't know for sure. It's just pure speculation. And, you know, and I have a lot of people asking me, are you happy with this move? Are you upset with this move? It's sort of, as I've been saying all week here on the podcast and here on the website, you know, it's wait and see. The Miami Dolphins job was not going to land a Mike McCarthy. It was not going to land a big name coach, a splashy coach. That wasn't going to happen. They were going to get a first year guy, and they're probably going to get a younger guy, which those are the two people they're looking at here. And Flores, who turns 38 next month in February, and Chris Richard, who's only, I believe, 39. They're going to get one of these younger guys and up and comer who, you know, they're going to have to roll the dice on. And I've always said, I'll trust Chris Greer on this because three weeks ago, not one fan of the Miami Dolphins could tell you anything about Chris Richard or Brian Flores. You know, maybe a couple who are diehard fans of the NFL in general, but overall, almost no fans of the NFL could tell you one thing about Chris Richard or Brian Flores. So, you know, I see some Dolphins fans tonight on social media sending me emails. They're flipping out. Oh my God, we didn't hire Chris Richard. You know what? You sound like a jackass. You know, calm the heck down. You sound like a jackass. 3 weeks ago, you didn't know Chris Richard could have walked to your front door and knocked on it. You wouldn't have known who the hell he was. Okay? So now to be upset, you know, 15 days later, not even really, about 12 days later, that he's not the next head coach of the Miami Dolphins, you know, you sound foolish. It's comical. You know, and I said on the podcast last night, look, from the limited information I knew about each guy, if I had to pick, sure, I probably would have leaned towards Richard, But I'm not going to be upset they hired Brian Flores, because to me, they're both a roll of the dice. They're both virtual unknowns, and their resumes really aren't that different. The one thing I will say I do like a little bit here about Flores is he came up the ranks as a scout. You know, he started off in 2004 as a scouting assistant, and by 2006, he was a pro scout. Then he became a special teams assistant. And then from there, he became an assistant coach on offense and an assistant coach on special teams. Then he became a defensive assistant. Then he became a linebackers coach. No, then he became a safeties coach, then a linebackers coach. And this year, you know, whatever title is, he is the defensive coordinator this year for the Patriots. And some of the Patriots players have said this year that with him in charge of that side of the ball, they have done more homework, they've done more studying and more game planning this year than they have done in years past with guys like Matt Patricia. So, and that sort of fits with everything that's been said here about Flores, in that he, you know, he's a well-spoken individual, sort of a pay attention to every little detail. He's a demanding and commanding type coach, where when he speaks, you sort of stand up and listen, and he can, you know, connect with the modern NFL player, which I think that's what the Dolphins need. I think the big problem here with Adam Gates at the end is he connected with some of the guys in the locker room, but he didn't connect with all of them, and he didn't connect with the team. This clearly was not a team in Miami. It was a fractured locker room and a fractured team here that, you know, couldn't put together a full game most weeks here in 2018. And I think if the Miami Dolphins are going to do this full rebuild, from which everything we hear, they're going to run off some of these older guys, they're going to run off some of these larger contracts, and they're going to go with a youth movement here, they're going to need a guy who can connect to the youth movement. They're going to need a guy who can probably accept, at least for 2019, you know, more losing than winning. And they're going to need a guy who's got a strong backbone and who has strong character to sort of fight through this year. Because before the Miami Dolphins can get to heaven, they're going to have to go to hell. And 2019 might be hell. They might, you know, they're probably going to run off guys like Wake and Quinn and Hayes and Andre Branch and Alonzo. They might even trade Rashad Jones. They're going to, guys like Parker are going to be gone. Juwan James might be gone. You know, a lot of the big name guys, a lot of the big name guys we have watched here for the past few years for the Miami Dolphins might be gone. And, you know, come next training camp, we might be looking at a roster with a lot of young players who haven't done much in the NFL. But, you know, it's probably what needs to happen. And they sort of have to go in that youth movement and build around the young guys that they got, like Xavien Howard, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Laremy Tunsil. You know, build around those young guys and let them be the cornerstone of this team. So they need a high character. Oh, man. I'm losing my voice. Sorry. They need a high character individual to sort of lead this team. And they need a leader. And that's what I think Brian Flores, you know, those are the qualities he has. He has that leadership. So that's the news, on this Friday night, January the 11th, as we know it now. Again, nothing's official. And, you know, this, who knows, something could happen where Flores does not become the head coach of the Dolphins. But when you got reports from the national side, like Ian Rappaport and Albert Breer, and from the local side, like Adam Beasley, all saying the same thing, odds are Brian Flores will be the next head coach of the Miami Dolphins. When? We don't know. I think the Patriots are in trouble this weekend, like I said on the podcast last night. I think the Patriots are going to have their handful here with the Chargers this week. And I think the Chargers are going to really give them a run in that game. I think the weather is a big factor in that game, though. So we'll see how that game comes out. But should the Patriots lose on Sunday, you know, Brian Flores could be announced as the Miami Dolphins' next head coach early next week. Would not be shocked if the Patriots win. It's going to take a little bit. But honestly, with every other team having their head coach, you know, pretty much in place, it's just us and the Bengals. But Cincinnati is, they've announced who they're going to hire, and Zach Taylor there from the Rams. You know, pretty much Miami, there's no rush. So whether this goes all the way to pass the Super Bowl, it is what it is. You know, Flores and his agent are probably already, look, if they think they have this job, if they pretty much, you know, through back channels have accepted this job, you know, they're already working on their staff and they're already reaching out to people who they want on the staff. Maybe someone like Jim Caldwell, or maybe someone else that we don't know about, saying, hey, look, I got this job. When it's announced, you want to join me in Miami? And I'm sure he is lining up people as we speak. So if this isn't officially announced here for a week or two or three, it's not the end of the world, and I'm not going to panic over that. But from all reports, it appears Brian Flores will be the next head coach of the Miami Dolphins. We will have a bunch of stuff on this up on the website, dolphinstalk.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter, @DolphinsTalk. And as soon as news breaks, we will have a breaking news podcast up on the website, or just a regular podcast. Myself and Tom will be back Sunday night with another podcast to talk about this more. I'm sure there'll be more news that we will know about by then. And if any major news breaks before then, I'll just do another breaking news audio. So everyone, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.